listening to the Colorado Springs Real Estate Investing Podcast, brought to you by the Envision Advisors at Your Castle Real Estate.
Hey, Colorado Springs, it's Jenny Bayless, and I'm here with our amazing agent from our team, Leah. Leah, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So we are, you know, on the podcast today to talk about your goals, because that's something that, you know, Chris feels very strongly about, is publicly announcing your goals. I guess, you know, there's no better way to be accountable than to have a lot of people know what it is that you're looking to do. So
yeah, no pressure.
Yeah, no worries. So we'll kind of go through, your 2021 goals and how you, you know, fared on those, and then what your 2022 goals are. But before we get into that, can you tell us a little bit about your background? Because I think we were chatting before, and I don't know if we've ever, you know, given your background out there. So yeah.
So my background was in hospitality. I did that most of my life. So before real estate, I was working at a 5-star resort here in town. So that really helped me fine tune my people skills. amongst many other things, multitasking, you know, just being quick on my feet, stuff like that. So, I was working there for about 8 years, and then I decided, like, okay, I need to scale up a little. I had kind of hit the ceiling on what I could do there, or really what I wanted to do there. So, I decided, hey, let me just try real estate. So here I am.
And so if I can take a moment to toot your horn. So Leah won the Rookie of the Year award for our brokerage. So clearly that was a very good idea to transition to real estate, because you are just absolutely amazing at it. And we're super lucky to have you on our team. So I just wanted to kind of brag on you a little bit for that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I was like crying all day when I found out that I had won that. So I don't think I've ever really won any award, maybe like a participation award or something.
Well, so, it was very, very well deserved. Like, you have just, I mean, excelled in everything that you've done and taken on, and you've, you know, really done amazing. So congratulations for that.
Thank you. I couldn't have done it without you and the team. So I really appreciate it. It's been so much fun. So
yeah. So we'll just kind of dive into your 2021 goals. We'll go over those real quick, and then spend a little bit more time on your 2022. So I saw on your list that you, you know, wanted to find a local brokerage. So you check. Yeah.
I was with kind of like a big name brokerage company, my first, you know, 6 months in real estate. And, it was just, I was not getting the support that I was needing, especially being brand new.
Yeah.
So I definitely knew I wanted to switch, and then it kind of just happened super suddenly, with a call from TJ Stevens down here at Shorewood. So we had a meeting, and it went really well. And I was like, oh, I love this local Colorado company. So I was just proud to be a part of it.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I think that's really good that you recognize that that would be the best thing for your development, as a newer agent. So I think, you know, being able to know that's what you needed is really perceptive. So yeah. And then we were able to bring you up to your castle, which is affiliated with Shorewood, so that you could join the Envision team.
Yes.
Yeah.
Best decision ever.
So yeah. So tell us a little bit about some of your other 2021 goals. It was a lot of development, as well, like learn contracts, which, through a lot of practice, you definitely have exceeded that goal.
Yes.
Yeah, you mentioned doubling your 2020 sales. Did you accomplish that in 2021?
I think I like quadrupled them.
Very good.
Yeah. So I had like a small goal. I was like, oh, let me just, you know, close like 12 units And then I hit that and I was like, I wonder if I could make it to 20. And then I made it to 20. And then I think I ended at like 22 or something like that.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, it was crazy. It was so much fun, like a whirlwind of deals.
Yeah. So then you had some personal finance goals as well, which we can parlay into our discussion about your 2022 goals, I think. You mentioned paying off all your credit card debt and then having 6 months of personal living expenses in reserve. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So before real estate, you know, it was like my goal was just to be able to like keep a roof over my daughter's head and like, you know, just pay the bills I had. It was just like, I was just drowning in credit card debt because like I relied on it just to survive, you know?
Yeah.
And so when I got into real estate, that was like my number one goal, was just to become debt free. That way I could start investing in real estate. And so I was able to pay off all my credit card debt, and my credit score is like shooting through the roof, and just so many exciting personal things. And then, you know, going from a W-2 to 1099 is like super scary. And so having those reserves was probably the most important thing to me. So I was able to do that as well. It just feels really good.
Yeah. Congratulations. Both of those are huge, huge milestones. So congratulations for being able to accomplish that last year.
Yeah. It was the best.
Yeah. It's like a weight lifted off your shoulders, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
That's amazing. So going into your 2022 goals, you know, we have kind of like three different categories, one being your investment goals, next being your real estate agent goals, and then third, the fun personal goals. So we'll talk about the investment goals first. Tell us a little bit about what you're looking to do for your investment portfolio this year.
Yeah. So this year is really all about just getting my reserves ready. So, you know, come 2023, that beginning, I can get some lending going with my, you know, couple of years that I'll have under my belt. So that's super exciting. So I want to nomad a primary residence here in Colorado Springs. And I'm kind of, you know, back and forth on what strategy or, you know, what I'm going to do. So, I had in mind like maybe doing like a medium term rental, like clean townhome, setup, but I'm kind of more leaning towards just maybe a nice traditional rental.
Yeah.
To start with. So that, and then I also want to purchase like my first rental property in Pueblo.
Cool.
So I want to get two properties next year. So really this year's goals are just about those reserves.
Saving.
Rental reserves. Yeah. Personal reserves, down payment, you know, all of those things. So I have my work cut out for me.
Yeah, but I'm so glad to hear that. I mean, you know me, I'm very anal about making sure everyone has their reserves. So it's like music to my ears. I think that that's an awesome strategy to go about it. And you'll just be able to kind of hit the ground running next year for that. So that's yes. Amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that, I took that from your direction too.
Because, you know, I would, you know, secretly judge you if you didn't have your reserves. Like, or maybe outwardly. Yeah. So last year was a phenomenal year for you as an agent. What are your plans for this year?
So I wanted to put in my goals like double last year's numbers. But that, I just feel like that was like big shoes to fill. Of course, in my mind, I still have that goal, but I did not put it on paper because I was like, I don't know what this year is going to bring. Like interest rates are going up. Inventory is like slim.
Yeah.
But I think I'll still hit that goal. But really just, you know, growing, learning, like taking it in like a sponge. That's really my goals for this year. It's like every transaction is different and I'm constantly learning and growing. So really that's my agent goals. And then Also just getting down into Pueblo more. So I know me and you both have our goals of 15 properties we want to close down there this year and just get some, you know, good content for people. So.
Yeah. I know that we've talked a lot about our group's Pueblo expansion, and I'm really excited for what that market has to give to our clients out there. And I mean, you being such an expert in the market is, you know, invaluable to everybody. So yeah, we're really excited.
Yes. You know, I love that market. It's my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. So then finally the fun stuff. Mm-hmm. You have a couple of fun personal goals on here.
I do. So I think number one, like my biggest dream of like, honestly, my adult life is to take my mom to Hawaii. So I'm actually leaving in a couple weeks.
Yay.
So check that goal off.
Yeah.
So that's probably the most exciting thing, honestly, in my life thus far.
Oh, I mean, that I'm very, very jealous. That sounds like an amazing vacation. I know you told me a little bit about, you know, what you're doing there, and that sounds so fun. So I'm really happy for you and your family for being able to hang out in Hawaii for a very well-deserved break for a little bit.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. So that one is, I'm super excited and just so grateful. And then my other goal is just like, getting some sort of healthy work-life balance.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like what they say, when you love what you do, you don't work a day of your life. but I find myself like obsessed with just searching for properties or just working, honestly.
Yeah.
And so I'll catch myself like at night, if I'm just watching TV, I'm like, grab my laptop and start working. And, you know, my family's like looking at me like, are you ever going to put that thing down? You know, sort of thing. So just trying to find some sort of balance where I just put it away.
Yeah.
And, you know, have a little bit healthier work-life thing going on. So
it's hard. Yeah. It's hard. I think real estate is hard to be able to, like you said, especially when you love it. And then it's such a high demand type of field to be in. So, I mean, I can relate. I think that you have not taken a day off since you joined the team. Maybe Christmas Day. I don't know. You probably were working then, but yeah, I mean, you just work tirelessly for all your clients. And I think everyone can recognize that for sure.
Thanks. I've had some conversations going on at like 11 p.m. at night and stuff. And they're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry to be writing with you. Like, I'm up. So yeah. If I'm awake, I'm going to be working. It's fine.
Like, you don't sleep. It's okay. No worries. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for, publicly broadcasting your goals for this coming year. I have no doubt in my mind that you're going to exceed all of the ones that you've laid out, because I mean, you are just, you're a fantastic agent, a fantastic person. So, I mean, you have all the things that you need to equip yourself with being able to just, you know, annihilate these goals. So, looking forward to a goal catch up, you know, mid-year or towards the end of the year. How are you doing on that?
For sure. Well, thank you for just being an amazing mentor. And I just am so lucky to be a part of this team. So just hope you all have me for forever.
Oh, for sure. You're not allowed to go anywhere. So. All right, everyone. So if anyone wants to reach out to Leah, you can give her, send her an email, leah@envisionrea.com. And we'll see you soon. Thanks, everyone.